There was a huge oak tree in my grandma's backyard when I was about 6 or 7, which has been cut down since. Where I lived, it wasn't uncommon for someone to have oak trees somewhere in their yard, but this tree, it was stripped of its bark, making it a gray ash color. There were no leaves, and never once did I see any when I visited. I hated going in the back to play by myself. The branches always seemed to be looming over me, seeming to be dark even on a bright and sunny day. One day, when I was bored, I thought to go play outside. Innocent enough, I chose to swing on the tire attached to a rope hanging on one of the branches. My grandmother was inside washing the dishes, but she could see me through the window, as it had a direct view of the entire backyard. I sat down and slowly started to swing. The branches croaked and squeaked every time I went back and forth. It sounded like it would break at any moment, but it was an oak. Very sturdy. I was used to this. I'd used it before. But today was different. Suddenly, I got this creepy feeling, like something was watching me from above. I swung back and forth, too scared to look up. I glanced through the window to see if my grandmother was still there, but when I looked at her, she was looking above me, a terrified look on her face, hand covering her gaping mouth. It felt like the sun suddenly vanished and a misty fog rolled in all around me. I couldn't move. My fight or flight had me at option 3, frozen. That's when I started hearing the creaking sound above me on a branch. Like something was swinging back and forth. Slowly, all this time I thought it was the tire rope, but it wasn't me. I hadn't moved in the last 2 minutes. I started trembling. I almost started to cry when my grandmother finally came rushing outside and over to me, quickly moving me from the swing. She put her hands over my eyes, shielding me from seeing whatever was on that tree. Nothing was said when we got inside, though I think she just didn't want to freak me out more than I already was. My grandmother moved from that house a few months later, but first, she cut that tree down. She never let me return to that home, making it a point to come and visit me until she got into her new house. Then, once she moved, it was as it was before, always over there. Never another bad memory. A few years later, when I had remembered the incident, I asked her, what happened? She sighed. I had a feeling she still didn't want to tell me, but I was relentless. And unfortunately, she did. She took a moment and looked me directly in the eyes as she answered with the most terrifying response. She coldly looked me in the eyes and said, there was a woman hanging from her neck. It was all twisted and the bone protruded through her skin. But she wasn't dead. She had a look of death in her eyes and she was fixated on you. Struggling to reach you. When I got to you, she started choking and blood fell from her throat. After hearing that, I was glad she had shielded me from it. I'm glad she never let me go back. And I'm glad she cut that tree down.